Reflection by Father Luis Cezano. Matthew 18:21-35. Forgive because you have been forgiven. 1. How many times must we forgive? If there is something hard for us to do, it is to forgive. We often feel we are being fooled, but we must change this perspective because the process of forgiveness is for a change. When people ask for forgiveness, it is because they are looking to lessen the burden in their soul and want to change for the better and not hold a grudge. Forgiveness is for the weak who fall and want to change, not for the wicked who only seek to justify themselves. Jesus talks about being merciful always. Your duty as a Catholic is to always forgive others. 2. The King's forgiveness. The King acts justly, and in the face of the servant's plea and his supposed change, he takes the option of forgiveness. This is similar to our relationship with God. How many times have you asked God for your forgiveness of all the sins, big and small? You are the only one who knows the mistakes you have made, your faults, that may never see the light of day. God puts them all on the cross and takes them all. Why? Because God loves us unconditionally. 3. The meanness of not forgiving. The gospel shows us that the servant who has been forgiven does not have the same attitude towards his brother. The amounts mentioned in the gospel are absurd. The gospel shows us that a person who is not willing to forgive his brother for a few cents in comparison to his own debt. Many times we are like this too. We are forgiven by God over and over again, and we are not willing to forgive others. We block them out of our life and are not willing to talk to them. God is always prepared to give us an infinite number of opportunities to change, and he forgives us, and when we are not willing to do the same for others. Be compassionate. Forgive with all of your heart and not only with your words. This will free you of many burdens. Have mercy as God has mercy on you too. Remember that something good is on the way. God bless you and be with you and protect you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.